Flower remedies for Venus and Moon with Rahu Ketu aspects in the fifth house. When Venus or the Moon is positioned in the fifth house and influenced by aspects from Rahu or Ketu, it affects emotional expression, creativity, and digestion. The fifth house governs creativity, reproductive hormones, intellect, memory, and the digestive system. Rahu's influence can lead to obsession, emotional intensity, and compulsive behaviors, while Ketu often brings detachment, confusion, and emotional withdrawal. Below is a detailed explanation of the Baksh flower remedies that would help individuals manage the imbalances caused by these planetary placements. Fifth house overview. Venus governs relationships, sensuality, creativity, and emotional expression. In the fifth house, it influences creative output, love for art, emotional depth, and the functioning of the digestive system and reproductive hormones. Moon governs emotions, the subconscious mind, and intuition. In the fifth house, the moon influences emotional creativity, memory, and connection to children and pleasure. Rahu's influence. Rahu causes heightened desires, compulsive behaviors, and emotional intensity. When impacting Venus or the Moon in the fifth house, it can cause obsessive creativity or emotional fluctuations. Ketu's influence. Ketu leads to detachment, confusion, and emotional numbness. When influencing Venus or the Moon, it can suppress emotional expression and creative output, causing disconnection from passion or joy. Suggested Baksh flower remedies. Based on the planetary characteristics of Venus, the Moon, and the influence of Rahu or Ketu, the following Baksh flower remedies can be used to manage emotional and creative imbalances. If Venus is influenced by Rahu in the fifth house, chicory. For possessiveness or manipulative tendencies in love and creativity, Rahu's influence on Venus can lead to a need for control over creative pursuits or relationships. Cherry plum. For fear of losing control, especially in matters of creativity or emotional expression, Rahu can make emotions and desires intense, leading to compulsive behaviors. Agrimony, for individuals who hide their emotional difficulties behind a cheerful facade, Rahu's influence can create emotional turmoil while externally projecting happiness. Holly, to address jealousy or possessiveness in relationships or creative ventures. Rahu heightens Venusian desires, leading to insecurity and the need for validation. If Venus is influenced by Ketu in the fifth house, water violet, for emotional detachment and isolation in creative expression or love, Ketu's influence on Venus can make it difficult to connect emotionally with loved ones or artistic pursuits. Mustard, for deep, unexplained sadness or emotional numbness that Ketu can cause by disconnecting Venus from its emotional and creative energies. Pine, for guilt or self-blame regarding creativity, self-expression or relationships, Ketu's detachment can create feelings of inadequacy or dissatisfaction. Crabapple, for issues with self-image, perfectionism or feelings of inadequacy in creative work or relationships. If Moon is influenced by Rahu in the fifth house, Mimulus. For specific fears and anxieties about creative expression, memory, or emotional vulnerability, Rahu's influence on the Moon can heighten emotional fears or cause self-doubt. For obsessive thoughts or repetitive emotional patterns, Rahu can make the mind restless, leading to a constant cycle of overthinking about creativity or emotional matters. Aspen. For vague fears or unexplainable anxiety, particularly in emotional or creative areas, Rahu's influence can bring emotional instability and subconscious fears. Clematis, for mental distraction or escapism, especially when Rahu causes detachment from reality or excessive daydreaming as a means of coping with emotional stress. If Moon is influenced by Ketu in the fifth house, Wild Rose, for apathy or emotional resignation, often caused by Ketu's detachment. This remedy helps restore enthusiasm and joy in creative endeavors and relationships. Star of Bethlehem, for emotional trauma or grief, especially when Ketu brings unresolved emotional pain to the surface, affecting emotional creativity or memory. Gentian, for discouragement or emotional pessimism, which Ketu can bring when the moon feels disconnected from emotional fulfillment or creativity. Olive, for emotional fatigue or mental exhaustion caused by Ketu's suppressive influence, particularly affecting emotional creativity and energy levels. General remedies for fifth house imbalances, creativity, emotions, and digestive health. Heather, for emotional neediness or self-centered behavior, particularly when Venus or Moon in the fifth house makes individuals overly focused on themselves or their emotional needs in creative work. Walnut, for protection from external influences and support during emotional transitions, particularly when changes in creative expression or emotional focus are being affected by Rahu or Ketu. Hornbeam, for mental and emotional fatigue, particularly when overwhelmed by creative responsibilities or emotional challenges related to the digestive or reproductive systems. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence. For emotional intensity, obsession, and fear. Chicory, cherry plum, mimulus, white chestnut. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence. For emotional detachment, numbness, and resignation. Water violet, mustard, wild rose, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Venus Moon in the fifth house, for emotional sensitivity, creativity, and self-expression, pine, crabapple, gentian, olive. Conclusion. When Venus or the Moon is placed in the fifth house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, individuals may experience emotional and creative imbalances. By incorporating specific Bach flower remedies such as chicory for possessiveness, mimulus for fears, water violet for detachment, and Star of Bethlehem for trauma, individuals can find emotional stability, boost creativity, and restore their connection to joy and love. These remedies will help mitigate Rahu's intensity and Ketu's detachment, fostering emotional resilience and creative clarity. Flower remedies for Jupiter and Mercury with Rahu-Ketu aspects in the sixth house. The sixth house governs health, daily routines, work, service, and challenges, especially related to overcoming obstacles and maintaining balance in life. It influences one's health habits, mental stress, digestive system, and the ability to manage routine tasks. When Jupiter or Mercury is placed in the sixth house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, it can lead to imbalances in health, work, and intellectual or spiritual well-being. Below is a detailed analysis of how Bach flower remedies can help support individuals with these planetary configurations in the sixth house. Sixth house overview. Jupiter governs expansion, wisdom, liver function, fat, and beliefs. In the sixth house, Jupiter influences health habits, work routines, and the overall approach to overcoming challenges. Mercury governs communication, intelligence, the nervous system, and mental clarity. In the sixth house, Mercury affects how one handles work, stress, mental health, and intellectual tasks in their daily routine. Rahu's influence causes confusion, obsession, and amplification of desires. Rahu can increase stress levels or create imbalances in routines and health habits. Ketu's influence brings detachment, lack of motivation, and emotional numbness. Ketu's influence in the sixth house can cause disengagement from health and routine, leading to health challenges or lack of focus on daily responsibilities. Suggested Bach flower remedies. Based on the planetary characteristics of Jupiter, Mercury, and the potential health and work-related imbalances caused by Rahu or Ketu's influence, the following Bach flower remedies can help balance health habits, mental clarity, and work challenges. If Jupiter is influenced by Rahu in the sixth house, agrimony. For those who hide inner stress or health worries behind a cheerful exterior, Rahu's influence can create stress or inner turmoil, especially in daily routines and health management. Chestnut bud, for difficulty in learning from past health mistakes or work challenges. Rahu can lead to repeated health or work-related issues due to overexpansion or lack of awareness. Heather, for people who become overly focused on themselves, needing attention and validation in their work or health routines. Rahu can cause Jupiter's expansive energy to be channeled towards self-centered habits. White chestnut, for obsessive thoughts, particularly about health, routines, or work-related tasks. Rahu can cause overthinking about daily responsibilities or health conditions. If Jupiter is influenced by Ketu in the sixth house, water violet, for emotional withdrawal or isolation in the workplace or disengagement from health responsibilities. Ketu's detachment may lead to avoidance of work duties or health care. Mustard, for unexplained sadness or lack of motivation in daily tasks or routines. Ketu's influence can suppress Jupiter's optimism, leading to emotional detachment in the sixth house. Pine, for feelings of guilt or inadequacy in handling health issues or work tasks. K2's influence may make Jupiter's energy feel blocked, leading to self-blame for not overcoming challenges. Olive, for exhaustion or burnout, particularly when K2 drains Jupiter's vitality, making it difficult to stay energized for work or health routines. If Mercury is influenced by Rahu in the sixth house, Mimulus, for specific fears related to health or work challenges, particularly when Rahu heightens Mercury's nervous energy or creates anxieties about daily tasks. White chestnut, for obsessive or racing thoughts about work or health routines. Rahu's influence on Mercury in the sixth house can cause overthinking and mental exhaustion from daily stress. Impatience, for impatience or frustration in handling daily routines or work tasks, Rahu's influence on Mercury can make individuals restless and easily irritated by the demands of daily life. Aspen, for vague, unexplainable fears or anxieties related to health or work challenges, often caused by Rahu amplifying Mercury's nervous energy. If Mercury is influenced by Ketu in the sixth house, Wild Rose, for apathy or emotional resignation in work or health routines, K2's influence can cause disengagement from daily responsibilities, leading to emotional detachment. Star of Bethlehem, for unresolved emotional or mental trauma related to health or work challenges, K2 may bring past emotional wounds to the surface, causing difficulty in managing daily tasks. Gentian, for discouragement or pessimism about work responsibilities or health, particularly when K2's detachment makes overcoming challenges seem impossible. Olive, for mental and emotional exhaustion, particularly when K2 drains Mercury's nervous system, leading to burnout and difficulty in managing daily routines. General remedies for sixth house imbalances, health, work, and routine. Walnut, for protection from external influences or pressures related to health or work, particularly when dealing with changes in routines or stress from responsibilities. Hornbeam, for mental and emotional fatigue caused by the demands of daily routines or work, helping to restore energy and focus. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence. For mental obsession, stress, and overactivity, agrimony, chestnut bud, mimulus, white chestnut. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence. For emotional detachment, lack of motivation, and resignation, water violet, mustard, wild rose, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Jupiter-Mercury in the sixth house. For balancing health habits, daily routines, and work challenges, heather, olive, impatience, gentian. Conclusion. When Jupiter or Mercury is placed in the sixth house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, individuals may face health challenges, mental stress, or difficulties managing work and daily routines. Birch flower remedies such as agrimony for hidden stress, mimulus for health-related fears, water violet for detachment, and star of Bethlehem for trauma can help restore balance and promote healthy routines, emotional clarity, and resilience in overcoming daily challenges. These remedies support individuals in managing the amplifying effects of Rahu and the detachment caused by Ketu, fostering balance in health, work, and everyday life.